I just think getting back to our structure. I think obviously we knew they were going to come hard, and they did. They played a really, really good game, and obviously we got to make sure that we come prepared next game, keep our focus, and just take care of home ice.
Why did that get away from you when you talk about structure?
I don't know. I mean, you could probably pinpoint a few different things, but I just think mainly you could just overall focus is obviously one of the big things. So we just got to make sure we come prepared to the rink, just know what our structure looks like, and just execute it.
Your starts haven't been great in this series in any of the three games, self-admitted by you guys. What do you need to do to address that?
I mean, just come prepared for when the puck drops. Sometimes, obviously, the game times are different. In the playoffs, 8:30 games, 6:30 games, 7 o'clock games. But just make sure that you're ready for puck drop. And whatever that may be, whatever you got to do, just be ready.
You knew they were going to come out hard. Or were you surprised they came out that hard? I mean, they were just flying.
Not really, no. I mean, being down 2-0, obviously, you're going to come out with your best game. And I think both teams are obviously desperate. They want to continue their season. So we knew that it was going to be a tough start. They're going to show us their best game, and we definitely got it.
Have you guys identified what they've been doing to get lost in the coverage in your defensive zone and get so wide open in a couple of cases?
Yeah, I mean, they do a good job of knowing where each other are. They use that F3 really well. It's just one of those things where we want to make sure we head on a swivel. If anything breaks down, we got to make sure that we help each other out and help collapse. And they do a good job, though, with their F3, and they find that guy, and it's happened in two consecutive games. And just got to make sure we continue to keep our head on a swivel and know where each of their guys are.
What specifically about my name makes him so hard to keep track of?
He's just a good shooter, obviously. Give that guy any time or space, he's going to make you pay. We witnessed it during the season, regular season, and obviously continues to push in the postseason. So we just got to make sure that we know where he is at all times. He's a player that seems to find the open ice, and that's what makes him good, and that's what good players do. So just make sure that we're aware of where he is, and try not to limit his time and space.
Perron said that he thought maybe some Blues got caught up in the refs and the calls and the physicality. Do you think that was the case?
I mean, I don't know. It's easy, I guess, to say that. It's kind of, you can say that for any game almost. You want a couple calls to go your way and a couple calls not to go your way. But I think at the end of the day, we had our chances. They had their chances. And that's just playoff hockey. And I think when it comes down to it, we just got to bear down, put our heads down, and just make sure we put the work in. The refs are going to make calls. We don't have to kill penalties, bring up power plays, and just make things happen when we get those.
You guys have been a resilient bunch this year. Are you confident that you can get back to your game and lose hockey?
Yeah, I mean, yeah. Playoffs is one of those times where you just got to make sure you're even keeled. If you look at the series, we're still up 1, which is nice, obviously, and we expect another hard game from them tomorrow. Same as last game from them, I think, if not harder. Obviously, they want to go home tied, and we want to go up 1 or up 2 going there. So it's going to be a battle tomorrow. It's going to be fun. It's playoff hockey.
What does it mean to have a guy like Jordan who's bounced back so consistently for your group after losses this year?
Yeah, he's been there all season long, and that's the cool part is just the way he goes about it, just the way that he continues to press and continues to do his thing. I mean, he's an elite goaltender back there, and we have all confidence in him.
Were you guys, I don't know, with the crowd jacked up first home playoff game early in 2 years, were you a little tight, a little nervous as a team at the start or no?
I don't know. Maybe, I mean, you could say that a little bit, but I don't know. No, really. I mean, yeah, the crowd was great. It was fun. And right from warm-ups to the drop of the puck, and I think that's where we got to take advantage, just use that momentum and help us out.
Colton, does anybody say anything to Jordan? Well, just kind of a shake-it-off type of a thing, or do you guys just kind of leave him alone?
I mean, I think it's one of those things where you can continue. He knows where he's at, and he knows how good he is. And obviously, we all know how good he is in the locker room too. So, I mean, he's a professional. He knows exactly what he needs to do, and he's ready, and we're ready, and we're looking forward to the next game.